Carrying on in the Christmas theme, then, we're going to do a hymn of prayer and praise. We have three such hymns this evening. Holden is singing, and Vespers is singing. And tonight we would like to do that great Christmas hymn, which we do once a year in any other place except Holden. We do it twice a year here. And it's number 22. Would you look at it, please?
Thank you.
The next two numbers are by Purcell and Bach. The Purcell is a trumpet tune, which not too many people know. We all know the trumpet tunes that are played for weddings, but I wonder whether we know this one. It's in C major. The second number by Bach is the ever-popular Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Final Bach number, I'd like to play something which is a fun thing to play, and I hope it's a fun thing to listen to. It's the prelude and fugue in D major. The prelude, I'll clue you in, is in three movements. It's in the French overture style, which is always slow, fast, and then slow. We particularly like the slow parts because they're easy to play. The fugue, I think many of you were in the course the other day when we discussed the fugue, and you raised your hand every time you heard the subject. How many of you are present? Hands up. Oh, we've got a postgraduate class here tonight. I won't ask you to do that, but the fugue is a kind of a sassy subject. Bach must have had a Holden of his own in Germany somewhere when he wrote this, because he, with tongue in cheek, he must have done that. He uses really only three notes, but my, how he wiggles around with those three notes. It's a D and an E and an F sharp, three notes. And of course, if you play them backwards, it's an F sharp, E, and a D. That makes six notes. And then if you play an E and an F sharp and a D, then you got nine notes. And if you play an E and a D and an F sharp, you got 12 notes. And just think what you can get out of 12 notes or three notes. Well, if anybody can do it, Bach does. And it's a fun thing to play, and I hope you find it as fun to listen to. Prelude and Fugue in D major. Sing again. This time we pray, we praise, we give thanks, we glorify God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sanctifier. If you take a look at 568, please. The hymn is listed under comfort and rest, but it's more than that. There can be no comfort without praise. There can be no prayer without praise. The poet speaks for us when he says, "Words of hope give us strength, preserve us from evil, help us bear our cross, build on the rock, dispel our anxious cares." And as we sing this hymn, it is like a collect for peace, a collect for our loved ones who are not here tonight, a collect for our friends who are away, friends of ours, associates, people who are troubled in mind, in heart, and in spirit, people who are sick, people who are in the hospital, people who have had surgery, people who have cares, people like you and people like me. We pray, we praise, we give thanks, we sing doxology. And before the first and the last stanza, I will try to improvise, trying to bear in mind that text of the first if thou but suffer, God. And in the last, sing praise and keep his way unswerving. There's a difference. I'm just curious. What do you expect me to play as a prelude? Loud or soft? Loud or soft? Fast or slow? How about the last one? Sing praise? Well, we'll see. We'll see. Will you, on the second, first and last stanza, which you sing in unison, men on the second, women on the third, everybody in the first and the last, and an improvisation before the first and the last.
Thank you.
closing hymn is 223. We've sung it a number of times here, and I think it's a closing fitting for the Vesper. All praise to thee, my God, this night. Stanzas the first and the last will be in unison. Rise with the singing of the last stanza. The second through the fourth stanza will be done in canon. Men begin with the organ, ladies follow one measure later.